opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beltway Blitz time here on Grant and Danny. This radio program, as it is every day, brought to you exclusively by the law firm of Condori and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're tracking down our buddy Toby Altizer. In a moment here to talk about the Nationals, Bill Donnell, let's throw the ball around, proverbially, not literally. Not safe inside. Let's talk about the Nats, please. They lost last night because they played a baseball game. I kid, after a million-hour rain delay, where my poor guy, Linnell.
Well,
I was driving around, and I heard you just not getting any breaks last night. You throw it to Dave Jagger once for weather report, and he said, not much to report. Back to you, Linnell.
It was very interesting. I think it was like 3 hours, two breaks, something crazy like that. If Toby is not available for us, he's probably because I kept him up late last night. He hopped on with me for about a half hour. We tossed around a bunch of things, talked about some things that him and GP have discussed on the Bust and Loose Baseball podcast. You can download that wherever you get your pods. But the one thing that me and Toby hit on last night is kind of what we asked the former GM that we had earlier. Would it make sense for the Nats to be aggressive sellers at the deadline, and then how would the fan base react to that? My response was, well, if you're worried about them not showing up to the ballpark, they already don't show up to the ballpark. So it's not like trading any of your attractions away to help replenish your farm system. It's not like that will, you know, cause people to stop coming because they're not coming anyway. I think it's something that should be discussed.
Yeah, I mean, we're at a point now where we're rapidly approaching the trade deadline post draft, which is coming this week. And I'm not a believer in what you do in the draft should influence what happens at the major league club. When you're 1-1, you take the best player. Yeah. Too much happens before these guys, you see them. It's like hockey where you're going, well, this guy might replace this person in a couple of years. You have no idea. Yeah. You just don't know. You don't know how a guy will develop. You don't know how long it's going to take for somebody. You don't know if it'll ever happen at all, quite frankly. Basketball, football, a little bit different, right? There's fewer developmental projects. There's fewer, you know, I would say bits of uncertainty. I mean, stuff happens. Nikola Jokic drafted during a Taco Bell commercial, famously. But for baseball, there's just still, even once you get a guy, you're excited. It's still 3 years at kind of the normal course of events. So for me, it shouldn't influence it necessarily, but the trade deadline will be a great chance for this new regime, DeBartolo and company, to be able to put their stamp. And will ownership allow them to work, allow them to give their kind of live audition, which might be, hey, we are not in a good position. We're at this point probably 20 games under 500, not going anywhere this year. Do you want to actually think about the future, get the most that we can? If the answer is no to that, then we need to know that also. I think we're going to learn a lot over the next month as to how involved and willing ownership is and how autonomous and how thoughtful this front office group is going to be.
Yeah, DeBartolo joined Nats on Deck last night with Charlie and Dave. And look, he was very transparent about, like, things are going to change. Things are going to be different. I know I was the right-hand man of Mike Rizzo for years, but this is now my operation. I caught the tail end of you guys' conversation with Spencer Nussbaum, and correct me if I'm wrong here. How involved was DeBartolo in the prospects that came over from that San Diego trade?
Extremely.
So that gives me confidence in terms of, like, if he decides that, hey, in a couple of weeks, if this thing's continuing to bottom out, do we wheel and deal and try to replenish the system and, you know, reset the middle here?
Good conversation about that. Let's have another good conversation about the local basketball team, please. Little Wizards discussion with our pal Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports. Chase, I have such great memories of Kelly Olynyk as a Washington Wizard.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. And he got traded right after my colleague Bijan and I did a whole video on him and the Wizards offseason. Yeah, he will go down on a short list of memorable players who were technically Wizards for a brief period of time but never appeared in a game. Chris Paul would be at the top of that list, but Big Z's, Zydrunas Elgauskas, he's on that list as well. And Sadiq Bey, who they just traded, he never played a game for the Wizards but did spend a year with them.
So in all sincerity, shtick aside, as they say, what does that mean? I mean, in other words, they obviously found another young prospect. I'm excited about that. They're throwing darts at the wall. It's the right thing to do. They're asset gathering. But was there no room for a veteran there to kind of be, again, I'm not complaining, just sort of asking. There's not much real estate there for a veteran. Was that more on Olynyk? And then maybe what does that mean for, well, I'm blanking on his name, CJ McCollum?
I think I'll probably find out a little bit more in terms of the reasoning when I'm in Vegas. I leave tomorrow for the summer league. But in the case for Olynyk, they found him a pretty good spot, you know, going to a team that expects to make the playoffs. He should be a good fit with Victor Wembanyama as a guy who can shoot and back him up and space the floor. And for the Wizards, you know, it's more salary cap flexibility. It's taking chances on two other young guys. It gives them 11 first-round picks from the last four drafts. In this case, Blake Wesley and Malachi Branham, who were both selected outside of the lottery in 2022. They're both shooting guards. Now, you start to do the numbers game and look at how many players they have and how many roster spots they can hand out. Something's going to have to give, but basically this was them going even younger and taking even more chances on young guys who had the talent to be first-round picks.
Chase, the Summer League slate gets underway on Friday night against Phoenix. How important is Summer League for Bub Carrington in terms of, you know, kind of providing that runway for him to be this league guard of the future?
Yeah, I think it's important for him and, you know, a lot of the guys who were just rookies that are coming back for their second Summer Leagues. It's an opportunity for them to prove themselves and, I think, gain some confidence. A guy like Alex Starr, who struggled in the Summer League last year, you know, maybe he can have a better showing and leave Vegas feeling pretty good about going into next season. This is kind of the midway point of their first full NBA offseason. So in the case of Bub Carrington and all these guys, they've had a little over 2 months of work in the gym that they can now showcase in Las Vegas. And specific to Carrington, I find it really interesting that he's going to be in the starting backcourt with Trey Johnson III, who they just took sixth overall. These are two lottery picks, 19 years old, figured to be the starting backcourt potentially for the next decade. You know, it could be kind of like when John Wall and Bradley Beal were young, or Gilbert Arenas and Larry Hughes. Like, you know, they have an opportunity to sort of be that next backcourt for the Wizards.
Alex Saar, growth, next steps. What are we going to see this year maybe that we didn't this past year?
Well, he's got to get his shooting percentages up. I mean, he took a lot of threes and he started making them more down the stretch of the season. He had, I believe it was December, you know, his percentages were pretty high. He's going to have to get more efficient, especially with the way he likes to play. He likes to play on the perimeter. And, you know, the shooting struggles began in the Summer League last year, so I think he could really gain some confidence if he gets some to fall in Las Vegas. But I think that's going to be important because that's going to dictate for him the position that he's going to settle into, the role he's going to settle into for the Wizards. If he can make his threes and prove that he can play on the perimeter, then I think there's a lot of versatility there. He could be a four. You know, he could play with another big man and sort of stretch the floor. But if those shots don't fall, you know, maybe the Wizards will have to start thinking a little bit differently about his role moving forward. Right now, it's very experimental. They're letting him play on the perimeter. But I think he's going to have to improve that, and then also his rebounding.
If he is going to participate in Summer League, and I'm not sure on that, Chase, you can confirm if he is or not. Are you intrigued by the matchup of Alex Saar going up against Kaman Malawach?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's going to participate. He's on the roster. I know he was selected for the French national team, their preliminary group. So, you know, he might have another commitment. But assuming he is playing Friday night, that is a great matchup. I mean, he's going up against arguably the best big man from this draft, unless you consider Cooper Flagg a big man, kind of plays the four. But Malawach is about the same size as Alex Saar. Obviously was terrific last year at Duke. And Sar is a player comp that a lot of people threw out there for Kaman Malawach because they're both really good shot blockers, have some defensive versatility. I think Sar is the more mobile defender and the better shooter at this point, but Malawach projects to be a pretty good shooter. So it's definitely a good matchup. I think, a good test for Alex Sar and a good way for him to, again, build some confidence if he comes out of it well.
Chase, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy Vegas.
Thanks, Chase.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
See you, pal. There he goes. Darius, hit that local 53 sounder, please. By God, that's Eric Bickle's music. EB, they finally did the thing that us old people have wanted forever. No nonsense burgundy. I'm looking at in your studio right now, looking at that stupid John Allen jersey with the dumb burgundy that's not this burgundy. They're giving us a little taste to give us an appetizer of what it should look like, my friend. What was your reaction to the jerseys this morning?
I mean, I think it's great. It's not something that I get too caught up in. I know I guess I'm in the minority on it, but sure. Yeah. It brings me back. It feels more like the Redskins. So I love that. I mean, basically you got everything except the Native American imagery or whatever there on the helmet. But I actually like the W. I don't even think the W sucks that bad. The name's brutal, but overall, yeah, I think it's great.
EB, we're 13 days away from veterans having to report for training camp, and I've had three major national NFL reporters, Breer, Schefter, and now Jeremy Fowler, come out and say, hey, these McLaurin negotiations are not in a good spot. Are we kind of underestimating just how sticky these negotiations are behind the scenes, and are you starting to have doubts and reservations about whether or not it gets done?
Only if Terry gets so frustrated that he requests a trade. That's my only reservation, because the key, and I think Schefter's the one that pointed this out, the key is both sides want to get a deal done, and especially the team, right? This isn't like a Kirk Cousins deal where they don't want to give him anything. They just want to maybe franchise him, and they really don't want him. This team wants him. The front office wants him. The owner wants him. The fan base is desperate to have him. So I think unless we piss him off so much that he demands a trade, which doesn't seem like that's necessarily something that would be, in character for him right away, I think they'll get it done. Both sides want to get it done. So, look, is he probably going to miss a little bit of camp? He's probably going to miss a little camp. But I think
people aren't going to like that.
As long as we don't insult him, as long as we don't insult him too much, I think we'll get it done.
EB, a guy that I like a lot, Warren Sharp, who puts a lot of kind of numbers to the things that us Rubes are watching in football, has the Washington 53's running back room really low in his rankings. Something I've been kind of worried about, frankly. I thought it was easily upgradable, and they kind of chose not to do that, maybe sensing that it was some of these guys are overpriced in the wake of what Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley did for their new teams. But where are you at on this running back
room? Well, I mean, it's not great. I mean, let's be honest, not great, but we still found a way, Danny, to score almost 30 points a game. Mm-hmm. And we improved the offensive line, I think. I think by most accounts, they should play out that way. And bringing in Debo, I think, is going to be huge. So, look, I expect him to score 30 again. I think the key to this offseason was they had to find a way to stop Saquon. And I think, it's all going to be based on what Kinlaw and these guys do up front. And I don't know that they'll ever stop him, but I mean, if they could slow him down a little bit and force a couple punts, then we might have an okay shot at maybe stealing one or two from them. Are they still the team to beat? I think absolutely. But I'm not worried about the offense, and maybe I'm just naive, and maybe the rest of the league will just figure Jaden out, but I don't think so. I think it's a special group with Jaden being the primary piece there. Now, they got to have Terry back. If this Terry thing dissolves and we don't have Terry, then all bets are off, right? But that's assuming that Terry will be back. So, is the running back room great? No. Is it probably in the bottom third? Yeah, probably. But we were good enough to score almost 30 last year, and I think we're going to score even a little bit more this year.
EB, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great rest of your week.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll see you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
There he goes. That's Eric Bickle of the Sports Junkies radio program. You heard me mention this. I'll give you the actual number of where Warren Sharp has the local 53's running back room. Not in the ones, not in the twos or threes, not in that top 10. You got to go down a ways to find it. Is he on to something? Is he on point? Or does EB have a case here? Without a good running back room, they scored 30 a game. Does it even matter to you? We'll discuss that next on The Fan.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Little uniform talk coming up on Grant and Danny at 5 p.m. It is G&D. Linnell hanging out in favor of GP, who is out for today. Maybe out tomorrow, too. They're doing something pretty cool. I'll let him tell you all about that when he makes his triumphant return to these airwaves. My guy, Warren Sharp, who I love so much, and I will tell you in no uncertain terms, Linnell, and I'm sharing this secret with you and everybody else that's listening. I read his stuff, rip it off, and use bastardized versions that I can sort of tell and explain as my own thoughts and opinions.
Yes.
Like, he's so smart, the things he says are right way more than everybody else's, and sure, I use them as my viewpoints on a lot of things all the time. And I've told him as much, and he's very nice about it and gracious, but I rip him off all the time. I'm only saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek. So, he puts together all sorts of awesome lists. And again, he's not, it's not because he's a fan of your team or not. It's not because he thinks that you're a nice guy or that the uniform colors are cool or whatever. All he's doing, again, is calling balls and strikes. I'm using that phrase a lot. Ranking the NFL's best running back rooms. Let me start at the top. Tell me, this is the room now, not just the one player.
Just the room.
This is the room. Lions number one.
Yes.
That's Jahmyr Gibbs. That's Montgomery. That's Thunder Lightning.
Best 1-2 punch in the business.
Pretty damn good, right? Number two, Eagles, because of Saquon Barkley and whoever the hell's after him.
Yeah.
Right? Number three, Falcons. Bijan Robinson, it's a badass. I don't know who his backup is. Yeah, Algier, there you go. Yeah. Good pull, yeah. Is he still there, or did he move?
Mm-hmm.
He's there?
Still there.
All right. Ravens, Derrick Henry, and doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
Dolphins at five, I thought was high, but you go, well, when Achan's healthy, and I got a blank on the other guy who's
you know, had Mostert. I know Mostert's off to greener pastures now. I don't know who's backing up. They drafted a running back.
Did they just draft one?
They drafted a running back, I believe, too.
I'm wanting a blank on that dude's name, who's always there, always really, really good. Like every time he said, maybe it was Mostert. So like, yeah, it's like a bunch of guys that averaged six a carry when healthy. So it was Jalen Wright, by the way. Alexander Mattison and company. So maybe high for me for Miami, but point is, when healthy, that's fine. Mm-hmm. 49ers with McCaffrey, six, and on down the line. Guys at the top of the list, okay? Raiders, seven, Colts, eight, Bucks, nine, Packers, 10. None of those are crazy to me. But then you start going down and down the list, and I'm going, well, where's Washington? They're not 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, or 28. They're ranked 29th on this list, ahead of only the Broncos, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys at the bottom of the NFL. Your first blush reaction is?
Warren Sharp is not a fan of one Brian Robinson Jr. That's my first thought. And I know a lot of you aren't fans of B-Rob either, and I take it
that's
personally.
That's the summary, isn't it?
It's the summary. It's the book on this running back room, and I don't think it's fair to put the room at 29th, despite what you feel about Brian Robinson, who I will admit, at best, is an average NFL running back. I think he's got some above-average qualities, but for the most part, I can understand that he's been mostly pedestrian. Why that's been the case is another conversation. But when you think about the sum of the parts, Austin Eckler went healthy last year, was damn good. Maybe not as much as a traditional runner, but in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield, it almost felt like, Danny, tell me if you agree, like the first guy never made him, you know, he always made the first guy miss, rather. And then you add Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, who all of the draft pundits out there, you know, gave Washington a ton of credit for selecting. It seems like that room has potential.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot and do the thing where I embarrass you or something like that. But how many touches did Austin Eckler have last year? Top of your head. What would you guess?
Is that receiving and catching?
Altogether.
I mean, receiving and running?
Yeah.
I think I'll say 60?
112.
Wow, that was
less, yeah, but again, I'm not trying to blow you up, but it's less than half of what he had the year before. And it's a third of what he had the year before that. So you mentioned when healthy.
Yeah.
A, that's a big deal.
Correct.
B, you're not getting me to say anything bad about Austin Eckler. I have screamed from the mountaintops. Austin Eckler to me is the ultimate use case where I go, this is what I would do. I would find that guy as many times as possible, knowing that that position has a shorter shelf life. Like we talk about dog years in general, they're running back years. The Derrick Henrys, the Adrian Petersons of the world are the exception rather than the rule. I would try to have more of Austin Eckler, more pass catching, scat back, versatile.
Do it all.
Do a little bit more interior running than you think he can. He's been a touchdown machine over the years. Has had seasons of 13 rushing touchdowns, 12 rushing touchdowns there in L.A. But last year, 77 carries for 367 yards. I'm sorry, folks. This is no longer the Austin Eckler you drafted third overall in fantasy. And I love the guy. And I want to give him more touches, but I know that I can't because of the health, because of the wear and tear, et cetera. The point here is they're going to turn around and hand it off 200 times on paper right now to Brian Robinson. That, to me, is such a mistake. It's such an own goal. He is a great power back and a great dude. To me, he's visionless. Like, doesn't see the lanes, doesn't have the requisite quicks to cut back, doesn't have the wiggle, doesn't have the burst that I want. Perfectly adequate catching the ball with a head full of steam, something that's placed well. You think of the long pass from he and Sam Howell in an improvised play a couple years ago. But I want to do different
than that.
They want this, clearly, by their actions. Now, maybe the wild card is Kroski-Moret, but you can't all of a sudden assign them a top 10 grade for a kid that played one college game last year.
One.
Not his fault. You know, whether it's his fault or not, I have no idea. I'm not getting eligibility stuff. The NCAA, you're doing great, sweetie. Anyway, point of the dude's story is,
yes.
First blush to me, that's a dose of reality. That's where that running back room is. They're better than Cleveland, who's got Jerome Ford as their number one back right now, probably. They're better than Kansas City. They're better than Dallas.
Can I admit something?
Please.
And whether this is right or not, as a radio host, I'm going to do it. I have a soft spot for Brian Robinson because of what he overcame.
Well,
his rookie season. I do, and I think we all do.
But let's establish that. Let's put that in the separate silo. It's unbelievable. He was shot in the knee. The football player whose knees was shot in one of those knees and played football and is awesome. Like, I want that dude with me in a bar fight. If I'm walking through a dark alley, I want that dude on my side. Like, he has a role on my team.
Just not on second and six.
Not on first and ten.
I mean, I feel you. So here's the thing for me with Brian Robinson. And I know fans have kind of said what you've said, Danny, the vision. He doesn't have it. You know, there are so many times where he's running up the back of offensive linemen instead of jump cutting or so on and so forth. I always go back to the way this running game fell off a cliff down the stretch. The fall off to me was so drastic, so dramatic, that there's no way you can blame it just on Brian Robinson. That's where I'm at with it.
I don't think that's fair either. And you could see they addressed the offensive line is going to have four different starters in week one.
Yes.
No, that's not true. But different. When you add in different positions, it's basically, you know,
Coleman and Biotis are only guys coming back.
Because there's no Cosme
and Allen Grant
to start off. So you're basically moving somebody to right guard. Hopefully it's Wiley. So you're reshuffling multiple guys, and you've added Connerly, and you're moving Coleman, and you added Tunsil. So the point is, they think so too, to a degree. In fact, not even to a degree. They think that's the reason.
Because they didn't address the position,
They didn't address it.
And I know that on draft night, we were sitting here on day two and day three saying, is this going to be the day? Is this going to be the day? Did you see, you know, Bashal Tootin go off the board, a guy that a lot of people wanted here from VTech. I think B-Rob can do the job adequately enough for them to have the success they had last year. I think when you're in these, you know, goal-to-go situations, I think he can be beneficial. I also think this, Deebo Samuel is going to be a part of the running back equation, and I think that should factor into Warren Sharp's grade. It clearly didn't. But just to keep it to Robinson specifically, I want to see him behind a revamped offensive line. I want to see him behind this new group. The one thing I will say that kind of makes him look bad and the whole running back room look bad, I feel like, and this is from my experience playing high school and brief college football, when you are a defense playing against a rushing attack in which you have to account for the quarterback, the running back simply should be more impactful. And that's not just a B-Rob thing. That was an everybody thing last year, right? Like, people were getting giddy about, you know, C-Rod having good, you know, performances here and there. To me, I think the running back room as a whole underachieved last year. The reason why, I think, is a bunch of different reasons. But the one thing that I think is a critical flaw for them is, as dynamic as Jaden is, as impactful as Jaden is as a running quarterback, I don't think the running back room took advantage of that enough, so to speak.
So you said something a moment ago where you went, I want to see him behind this revamped offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You want to see the better guy, right?
I want to see the wiggle. I want to see the explosive. I want to see the scat back. I want to see the threat. Brian Robinson's long runs last year, think Tennessee Titans, untouched. You, me, Ryan Clary, Darius, Wesley, who's almost 10 years old, they could run. We could all run through that hole. And he did it. The yards are on his ledger. And the other is that weird play against the Giants where everyone kind of stopped and it was a big pile and it came out the other side and didn't score, but he went a long way. It's Alfred Morris-esque in that regard. And I like Alf a lot, but Alf was even better for that system with some of the cuts and getting upfield.
He took advantage of it.
Well, he had the breakaway speed of an 18-wheeler with a full load. Yeah. It's not going to pass weigh-in, you know? But at least there's something. If this is basically looking at Eckler in a necessarily diminished role, then I think this rating is right on. Does that make sense? In other words, if you could basically tell me Austin Eckler will get 200 touches and he will not be injured, I'd go, this is wrong. That's stupid.
But you can't count on that.
Yeah, that's 12 a game where I'm throwing it to him four times. That's 40-some yards, right? Because he averaged 10 a pop.
Yeah.
He turns your little dump off, your little side screen, your little flip out, your little check down into a first down. Field position changes like that. Think of the Philadelphia game, the first one up there. After the opening kickoff, touchback, Eckler, first down, get a first down. Eckler, first down, get a first down. You're past midfield. Just like that. Two plays to Austin Eckler getting the football early and often. That's the thing he does. I can't count on him for more touches. In fact, I'm probably booking him for less, ultimately, given the career trajectory.
Honestly, and then when you think about the new additions that could potentially be taking touches away from him, I think you're spot on. B-Rob, to me, he provides this offense something that it, quite frankly, doesn't have. He is the machismo of this offense. He is the toughness, the physicality, the ruggedness of this group. And as finesse as they were last year, their ability to, you know, score 30 points in every given Sunday, I think you need to have and strike that delicate balance of being able to ground and pound it in the months of December and January when you got to.
Well, that's why he's on the team for me. That's why he would be on my roster. My counter to that is New Orleans. Tried to ground and pound a million times, and his longest run was actually a pass. They said it was backwards enough that it got to be a run also. They went first down, slammed into the line of scrimmage for nothing. They did it 20 times. And we're sitting there going, they're going to lose this game because of it. And thank goodness that the dude dropped the two-point conversion. Otherwise, we're having a different season discussion. So my point in general is, yes, he's going to be on my roster. I'm not moving on from him or sending him into the Phantom Zone. It's a Superman reference. But B or two, what did I use numbers or letters?
B.
Why isn't Chris Rodriguez that also? You don't think that guy's got a little pop?
I think he does. And by the way, you know, being out there for mandatory minicamp and then the voluntary OTAs, he's got a little bit more wiggle to him this time around. He looks a little bit slimmer. I know that's something behind the scenes that was talked about, you know, how he carried himself and as far as his body and being in shape. Like, that's something that I heard from a birdie was a part of the reason why, you know, they were reluctant to give him the opportunity. To your point, like, it's why B-Rob's on the team. It's the role that he plays. I just think he's more than that. I think in the right situation, with the right offensive line, with this quarterback, I think he can be more than that. I really do.
So here's my counter to that. I know we're going to run in circles a little bit, but you keep saying things that are sparking my debating. Yeah, I think a lot of people would be better with a better offensive line in front of them.
For sure.
You know? And my point is, it's like you think of a quarterback where mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, he'd be better if the pocket was clean. Sometimes it's a dirty pocket, dude.
Gotta deal with it.
Sometimes there's trash at your feet. Sometimes the blitz doesn't get picked up. You know, what are you going to do about it? The answer for Jaden Daniels is make magic happen and steal souls. For Brian Robinson, it's get tackled for one. Right? I understand. I'm not telling you that every run play that he should have had 10 and got one. I'm not mm-hmm. saying there are probably a handful of those times that you guys all watch. When you watched, you remember, you're sitting there looking at your television, the way the camera is, and you're going, Come back. Nothing. Just sort of churning into the backside of the right guard. Right? Or, there's so much there. And just somehow the hole closes. Right? Yeah. That quickness, that burst isn't there, well blocked up or not. Now, he's going to fall forward. He's going to freight train you.
I like that.
There is room for that. For all the fourth and ones, all the goal line type stuff. I want that dude in there thumping. All about it. Yes. I want to do better on first down. So to me, this running back ranking is right. Whether you want to put him 27th, 29th, we used to do this all the time with quarterback or mm-hmm. you know, various positional rankings or even power rankings. People go, they're not 29th, they're more like 26th.
Does it really matter?
Throw your parade, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's my point here. You could tell me that they're better than at this point. I don't know. They're better than the Titans running back room. You could hammer me with that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The point is, they belong down here. In the bottom six, bottom seven, bottom eight, whatever you want to call it, right? I think that's appropriate. 800-636-1067. Our guy Warren Sharp has the Washington Football Gentlemen's running back room ranked 29th in the NFL ahead of only the Cowboys with Javonte Williams. The Chiefs was Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Again, they're doing Kareem Hunt again. The Broncos, and then Washington comes in at 29. Behind the Browns, mind you, who have Jerome Ford as their number one
which
back.
Which is ugly. I can't believe they're really doing that.
Not kind to the Washington 53. What's your take on it? 800-636-1067.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grant Nanny here on The Fan. No GP, but yes, Linnell is hanging out with us. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Coming up at 5, we'll ask you a very simple question. Does Washington, talking about the foosball boys, do they have to go in? Should they go in an entirely new direction? Should they be just embracing the new thing altogether, or are they doing the right deal with the little homage to the past? I've seen a minor pulse that's a little bit negative on going back to the old school jerseys. So we'll address that. We'll talk about that here in a moment. But want to get your phone calls in, 800-636-1067. On the current topic, our guy Warren Sharp, Sharp Football, has ranked the Washington 53 29th in the NFL in terms of their running back room. EB was on this earlier during the Beltway Blitz. He made a very good point. He said they scored damn near 30 a game last year without a very good running back room. Yeah, that's true. But my point is that's not always going to be the case. Guys don't always drop two-point conversions. I was talking to Linnell about a little bit ago. Guys don't always catch Hail Marys. Guys don't always, you know, drop the easiest pass of the day on a day where they've caught 10 passes and killed you in the Giants, or had their kicker get hurt in pregame warmups. Doesn't always work out for you. Difficult schedule, bad breaks can happen, or they go your way again. But you'd like to continue to do better. This is not a position where you look at some of the average salaries, Linnell, where you have to spend $30 million a year for one of the really good ones. You can spend big money for a Barkley and a Henry, and maybe people were kind of rushing to do that. I thought this was an upgradable position, and they chose not to upgrade it.
I think that's – the more and more I hear you speak about this, I think that's more of your frustration, not even really with B-Rob. The fact that, like you said, it is running back. There are a million of them out there. You could have taken a flyer on somebody in free agency just to bring in competition. They love what they have.
Yes, they do.
And, like, I am confident that they're confident, you know, because their track record over the first year and a half on the job has been smashing. So if they're comfortable with Brian Robinson, I'm comfortable with Brian Robinson. Now, what I predict to happen is like we talked about with Ja'Cory Kroski-Moret, people are, you know, already fitting him for his jacket size in Canton. I don't say that to try and, you know, belittle what he is going to do. I just think it's still an unknown to me. Now, if he shows some of the burst he showed on tape, then I think he's got a chance to potentially unseat Brian Robinson by the end of the season. Would I bet on it happening? No, because I think with the revamped offensive line, we see a better Brian Robinson.
Let's go to 800-636-1067. Dan in Fairfax first up. Washington's running back room ranked 29th in the NFL by Warren Sharp. Is that fair?
I think, unfortunately, it is. And, boys, I always appreciate hearing you on the way home. But I think B-Rob is an excellent number two option as a running back. If he would, he's a poor man's Montgomery, using the Lions kind of case scenario. And I think if he was your backup and he was getting 150 touches, starting four or five games because of injuries and all that, we'd be in a wonderful position. But I don't think he should be a running back one. I don't think that's his talent, and I don't think that's his best use.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, you always think about this. It was Mike Leach, the late Mike Leach, I believe, who talked about balance on offense. And we think of balance as run-pass balance. But he's like, that's a foolish way to think of it. You give one player, if he's not as good, the ball 20 times a game, who's not as good as some of the other playmakers. Yeah. That's not balance. It's just stupid,
right?
To paraphrase. My point is, if he was on pace for a couple hundred carries last year, north of that, through 13 games started, I think about 187 carries, I think was the number. That's kind of the deal with him, right? I mean, we sort of know what we got at this point. You know, yards per carry have gone up from 3-something to 4.3 last year, while Jaden Daniels is ripping off huge yards and other guys in the backfield are more successful. Just kind of hard for me to say, yep, let's give that guy the ball a disproportionate amount compared to some of the other guys. Let's go to JR in the Dorf. JR, what's up, man?
What's up, JR?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, pal. How are you?
All right. 2 points, if I may. I understand Warren Sharp, you know, he has a job to do or whatever, but we shouldn't worry about the rankings overall in the league. We should worry about how we're ranked in our division. Those are the teams we play twice a year. Those are the teams we see the most and we try to stop the most and beat the most. We build your team upon your division. Like, we don't need to chase and try to do what the rest of the league is doing. You have to build, you have to make your own identity and get the rest of the league to stop that. If we try to get all these shifty running backs and do all this, we're taking away from what we're building. They believe in Brian Robinson and they believe in what they got. We need to let it rock like that. We have the best running back room in our division. Forget what the rest of the league is doing in our division.
Better than the Eagles, JB?
That's all we need to worry about.
Better than the Eagles?
Thank you, fella.
Appreciate you.
Well, he got out of there for that one.
Respectfully disagree, sir.
Yeah, but I get the overall premise, but like, I don't know. I think the bottom line is they've got to get more explosive plays out of that position group next year. I don't care who does it.
I categorically disagree with that they're better running back than the Eagles are. Well, by the way, the Eagles have huge resources committed there.
Exactly.
They should be, quote unquote, better on paper. That's the prerogative. But the Giants running back room, it's Tyrone Tracy, and then they just drafted Scadaboo as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's not bad.
That's not bad at all. And they're right in a similar ranking to Washington. Washington's better than Dallas. And I actually like Javonte Williams, by the way.
I think he's going to have a renaissance.
I think actually have a nice year down there. But point of the dude's story is, I hear what you're saying about building to win your own division, and that's fine. I would say, though, also, you got an eye towards pretty big prizes here.
Right.
You win the NFC title game. Granted, it was against another team from your division, but there are only three other teams that have that distinction last year. That's the playground you're trying to play. That's the sandbox you're trying to go play in.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, you got to win your division. I think their offseason, I think you said this earlier, mm-hmm. was 100% about what happened to them against Philadelphia.
Yes.
They said, now, for me, I disagree fundamentally. I go, I'll stop the pass first, second, and third if it means not being a great run defense. People don't think that way. NFL people think you got to stop the run. It solves mm-hmm. everything else. They basically went into this offseason saying, we are going to do much better against the run, and that helps everything. That's a philosophy. That's an approach that makes sense to me. That's totally fine. But you saw that with Goldman and Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise, and their whole beef up the defensive line offseason was certainly, all that lots out of the football, was about slowing down Barkley, was about stopping this offensive line from the Eagles that bullied him, frankly, in those couple of losses. And even, frankly, in the win.
It wasn't
because they were stopping Philadelphia. I mean, they were very comfortable on offense. It was all the turnovers and some of the good fortune that happened their way. coming back and Jalen Hurts getting hurt. But offensively, I don't know why having running backs that are more dynamic means you're not trying to build in your own division. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right. I see what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with the caller said. I think you got to get more explosive players out of that position group. And I think I need to see them take advantage of the fact that you have, one of the top two most dynamic quarterbacks in terms of using his legs in the NFL. Like, when you think about how many resources defenses were committing to try and stop Jaden last year, I still believe the other running back should have benefited from that. They didn't. Now, the one thing that cannot happen, so the Commanders made the playoffs last year, Danny, with Jaden Daniels leading this team in rushing. They will not make the playoffs next year if Jaden Daniels leads this team in rushing. You can put it in wax. I guarantee it. That's not a formula that I think is conducive for success, especially I see all of a sudden people are trying to do the comparisons between Jaden and RG3. I don't want Jaden running as much as he did last year. Led the NFL by a wide margin in terms of the amount of scrambles he had. He's great. I'm not liking living life like that. Doesn't make me easy.
That's Linnell. I'm Danny. We're going to talk another angle here about the Local 53, the Washington Football Gentlemen. They did something, and you guys are probably all aware of it. You've seen the news by this point. It is a throwback. It is a nod 100% to the past, to my past. So Grant and I were in lockstep earlier on before he had to take off. Linnell is a very young person, and he'll have a totally different perspective on this. Whether he likes, doesn't like it, we'll reveal that here in a moment. But are they doing the right thing by giving a nod to the old farts like me? We'll talk about the new jerseys next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.